Hey, good morning everybody. So we are now learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Siman Yud Dalet, Seif Ches. So we are have been looking at the halachos of Sukkah de Zimra, and we've been looking at various occasions on which one would skip some of the Sukkah de Zimra, and now we're going to learn the final Sa'if in this Siman, which looks at an additional halacha of Sukkah de Zimra. So, we are in Siman Yudalud, Sa'if Ches. In Ba'al Beis HaKnesses, somebody arrives in Shul. Va'atzibur maschilin leispalel Sukkah de Zimra. And he arrives at a time when the Tzibur are about to begin davening Sukkah de Zimra. The Ein Loi Talis Utfilin. And this gentleman does not have with him at that time Talis and Tfilin. The Humet Tzafeh, and he is hoping, Sheyubulai. He's hoping that they're going to arrive at some stage. Somebody's going to bring him the Talis and Tfilin. He doesn't have it with him exactly at that minute. So, Yochel Lispalil Gamkein Psukkah de Zimra. He can also daven the Psukkah de Zimra without the Talis and Tfilin. Okeshe Yuvuloi Talis and Tfilin. And when the Talis and Tfilin do arrive, Yanichem La'acha Yishtabach Koidem Birkas Yotze Or Yavari Chalev. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he should complete his Psukkah de Zimra. Up till and including the bracha of Yishtabach. After Yishtabach, he'll put on those talis and tefillin with a bracha, and then he'll continue the Seder Tefillah with Yotze Or and so on. Now this is because the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is of the opinion that one should not interrupt the Psukkah de Zimra to make the bracha on the talis and tefillin. One should not interrupt the Psukkah de Zimra. So therefore, even when the Talis and Tfilin arrive during the Psukkah de Zimra, one puts off putting on the Talis and Tfilin until such time that one has, until after Yishtabach, until such time one has completed the Psukkah de Zimra. The Mishnah Berurah disagrees with the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch on this point. According to the Mishnah Berurah, one may put on Talis and Tfilin with a bracha during Sukkah de Zimra. It is not considered a problem of Hesuk to put on talis and tefillin with a bracha during Sukkah de Zimra.
Between the prokim, that probably.
Between the prokim, yes, between the prokim, with one caution that one should not put it on between the completion of the Sukkah de Zimra, between the end of Oz Yoshe and the beginning of Yishtabach. There should be no break. There should be nothing interrupting between the end of the Sukkah de Zimra and the Yishtabach. But during Psukkah de Zimra, one can take a little break and put on the talis and tefillin with a bracha. Let's just add another scenario where that may be relevant. Perhaps it's less relevant to us, this scenario where you didn't have the talis and tefillin. I think Baruch Hashem we all have, and generally we have it with us. So generally we put it on the beginning of the tefillin. But if for some reason you took it off, and you need now to put it back on in such a manner that you need to make a new bracha. For example, you went into the bathroom. So you have to make a fresh bracha now on tefillin. On the talis, you don't have to make a fresh bracha, but on tefillin you do. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, you will be able to make a bracha on your tefillin during Sukkah de Zimra. Okay? Now, let's come back now to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch himself. The Imnis Yore, we're now halfway through Seif Ches. The Imnis Yore, if he is concerned, Sheba'oichi Anichem Yitzakim Milis Palal Shmele Esrim Atzibu. That amount of time which is going to take him to put on the Talis and Tfilin is going to cause him to lose Tfilat Shmele Esrim with the Tzibu. Right, the timing is tight. The tzibur are moving ahead at full speed. If he is going to put on his talis and tefillin, he's now going to lose tefillah with the tzibur. Shemoneh Esrei with the tzibur. So then, these two is an excuse to skip some of the psukim of Zimra. Yedaleg min v'hu rachem shepahoydu ad v'hu rachem koshekoydem ashrei. You'll skip out one of the sections, either the v'hu rachem in hoydu until v'hu rachem in ashrei. That will give you some extra time. Oymin v'yosha ad yishtabach. Or he'll skip v'yosha the yishira until yishtabach. V'lo yoyma rach mit moirim ha'ikriim. And he'll move down to the more minimal psukim of Zimra, kmosh kasavti le'em. In order that one will have time to put them on. In order that he'll have time to put them on after Yishtabach, before Kaddish. And equally so, this applies similarly if he's putting them on during Pesukim Zimra following the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah. You put them on during Pesukim Zimra, if that's going to cause you to lose time and you're going to lose Tefillah B'Tzibur. So obviously you'll skip in the manner described earlier in this siman. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we have now completed siman Yud Daled, the halachos which relate to Psukim Zimra. We're about to approach siman Tes Vav. So siman Tes Vav looks at the dinim of, we'll read here the title, Dine Kaddish, the dinim of Kaddish, Baruchu, and Baruchu v'tziruv asara, and the dinim of joining together to a minyan. Then Yotzu Miktosa, what the din is when you have a minion and some of them leave, the din Shliach Tzibur, and the dinim of Shliach Tzibur. In other words, here we are beginning to look at all the various different angles of a Tzibur joining together. A Shliach Tzibur, where the Tzibur would need to be standing in order to join together to 10, the dinim of Baruch Hu, which is said in 10, the dinim of Kaddish, which is said only if we have 10. And the reason the simonim are arranged in this type of seder is because the true sort of requirements, let's say, for tefillah b'tzibur really begins, the first real tzibur part of the davening is after yishtabach, the first real required kaddish, and then baruch. The kaddishim, which is said at the end of the korbanos, are sort of semi-voluntary, they're not part of the real seder of tefillah b'tzibur. In fact, in many places, the minhag is that the shliach tzibur only goes up to the amud after yishtabach. People daven independently until then. And even in places where there is a shliach tzibur from the beginning of davening, the true concept of tefillah b'tzibur begins over here. So that's why the halachas of kaddish, Baruch Hu, joining together a minion, and so on and so forth, are placed now over here, after we've learned the halachos of brachos, the halachos of psukim d'zimra, and now we've arrived at this point of the tefillah, where we begin tefillah b'tzibur. So, that's why we have this placed over here at this point. So let's have a little look, we'll make a start. Se'if Aleph. Acha yishtabach, oy meshliach ha'tzibur, chatzi kaddish. So here we are, after yishtabach, the Shliach Tzibur says, Chatzi Kaddish. As we well know, Ein Omerim Kaddish, Ubaruchu, Ukedusha, Ve'ein Korin Batoya, Ela Ba'asara, Anoshim Gedoilim. All these Dvarim Shebikdusha, Kaddish, Baruchu, Kedusha, Kriyas HaTorah, all require a minion of 10 Anoshim Mi'Yisrael, who are Gedoilim, who are over Ba'mitzvah. Ve'im Lo'i Hayu Asara, V'Shah Sha'omri Yishtabach. Now what happens if there were no 10 people around at the time that Psukim d'Zimra was recited? They completed the Psukim d'Zimra. They said Yishtabach Elech Nishlemu Acharkach, and then they wait a little, and then 10 people arrived. So again, there were no 10 people before during Psukim d'Zimra. There were no 10 people during Yishtabach. The Tzibur finished right up to Yishtabach. Elech Nishlemu Acharkach. They said Yishtabach, they wait, and then 10 people arrive. Loi Yogar Shatz Kaddish. In this situation, the Shatz cannot say Kaddish. The Shliach Tzibur cannot say Kaddish. Why? Ki ein Omrim Kaddish, ela acha domo shenevar ba'asor. Because Kaddish can only be said after and attached to some psukim or some Seder HaTfilah, which had been said with 10 people. There has to have been some psukim or some Seder HaTfilah recited before a Kaddish in the presence of 10 people in order for Kaddish to be said. The Kaddish always goes on something. It's connected to some part of the Tfilah before it, which was said with Asar. V'lochei. So therefore, what should one do in this situation where there is not a minion? You are hoping that the minion is still going to arrive. You're waiting for some people. And you do not want to lose the opportunity to say Kaddish. Ideally, you shouldn't lose that Kaddish. So what should you do? V'lochei. So therefore, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Yamtinu miloimar yishtabach. They should wait to say yishtabach. Achi avoyo asar. They should wait to say yishtabach until 10 people arrive in the shul. Then they'll say yishtabach. And they'll say yishtabach. And then they'll say kaddish and everything will be fine and good. We'll come back to visit that point with a drop more detail in a minute. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says you wait, you say Yishtabach when 10 people arrive, and then you say Kaddish. V'yecholim lahamtin ad korev lechatzi shah. How long should one wait? Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, one may wait until the amount of half an hour. V'yoseh lo yamtinu. They shouldn't wait longer. Ela yomru Yishtabach v'yamtinu. Rather, they should say Yishtabach and wait afterwards. Now, it isn't 100% clear what the reasoning is for this Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Why should one not wait longer than half an hour, but one may wait. But after the Yishtabach, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yisrael, are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Yeah? Okay, I'm sorry, we had some technical hitch over there, I got cut off. So, the Kitzur told us that you wait half an hour until Yishtabach, don't wait longer, say Yishtabach, and then you can wait some more. It isn't so clear what the reasoning is for this Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, why you cannot wait longer than a half an hour. Other Poskim imply a little differently than what we're saying is, you're not obliged to wait longer than a half an hour. You wait up to a half an hour, and after that you don't need to wait any longer. That would fit more in the context of what we once spoke about how long one has to wait for a minion to gather, which is maybe something in the region of half an hour. So you wait a scoop of zman, you wait a little. If they come, they come. If they don't, you go on. Continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Okay, she'yomru asarot. In this situation where they have already said Yishtabach. They said Yishtabach. They waited a bit, they said Yishtabach. And then the tzibur arrives. They've already said Yishtabach. Then what should you do? Having said, as we said, you cannot say Kaddish going on a tefillah that wasn't said with asara. So what should you do? Ukshayavayu asara, when 10 people arrive, yomru techila eze psukim. One should say at first a few psukim, v'acharen yomru ashleach tzibur chatzi kaddish. One should say at first a few psukim, in order that the kaddish goes on something, and then you say the chatzi kaddish. So even though we're holding over here after Yishtabach, where generally speaking, one doesn't interrupt with added parts of tefillah and so on and so forth. But in this situation where otherwise you cannot say the Kaddish, that is what you do. You say a few extra psukim, then you can say the Kaddish. It's also relevant in other places where there wasn't a minyan, or then one wants to be mashlim a Kaddish. A very famous example, which can be quite relevant sometimes, is in Slichos. There's a Kaddish at the beginning of Slichos. One cannot say the Kaddish unless there were 10 people present at some saying of psukim before the Kaddish. So normally if there's 10 people at Ashrei at the beginning of Slichos, then you say Kaddish going on the Ashrei. If there was no 10 people during Ashrei, you can't say Kaddish. You begin the Slichos without Kaddish. And then when a minion arrives, you make sure that 3 psukim are said when a tzibur are present, and then you say the Kaddish. Let's just go back for a second to this point of waiting before Yishtabach. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch told us, yes, Rabbanan, yeah.
So am I understanding right that as you finish Sukkot and Zimra, you should say the Yishtabach? You shouldn't wait between...
Oh, that's exactly what I want to come back to. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch does not stress that point, but that's what I want to come back to. That although we want a Tzibur to be there when we say Kaddish, and therefore the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch said you should wait, however, as a general rule, a person should not wait between... A person should not wait between the end of Sukkot Zimra and Yishtabach. Since Yishtabach is the bracha going on the Sukkot Zimra, as a general rule, one should not wait between the end of the Shira, right? Bayim Yer Hashemachu B'Shmayachod and Yishtabach. One should straight away follow on with Yishtabach. And the Mishnah Berurah says that even if you are, say, ahead of the Tzibur, so you're going to be waiting for the Shliach Tzibur for Baruch Hu, you should go right ahead with Yishtabach. And after Yishtabach, then you'll wait for the Shliach Tzibur. And even in this scenario, where we're waiting for 10 people to come, in order to say the Yishtabach and the Kaddish, the Mishnah Berurah says, that the Tzibur, all the Yechidim in the Tzibur, should finish off up to and including Yishtabach, and only one person, the Shliach Tzibur, he should wait with his Yishtabach until there is a Tzibur. Everybody else, however, should ideally not have any gap between the end of their Pesukim Zimra and the Yishtabach, and therefore they should finish off up to and including Yishtabach, and then wait before Baruch. Furthermore, the Aruch HaShulchan adds that even on Shabbos, where we have the whole long Seder Tefillah of the Nishmas and the Sheikhinad, and all of Makalos River Voice, those various paragraphs, up until Yishtabach, if you are ahead of the Tzibur, and there's going to be a gap until the time when the Shliach Tzibur reaches there, it is preferred to say the entire Seder Tefillah up to and including Yishtabach, finish off, and after your Yishtabach, then you wait for the Shliach Tzibur with Kaddish and with Baruch. Okay, we're going to stop here for today, everybody. Wish you all a good day and a good Shabbos. Sure. And in Mitzvah Hashem, we'll see you on Sunday.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.